Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, and welcome to the end of the work week, at least for a lot of us. I'm Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and the Sowetita Sun, along with Tom Fairbanks in the control room. Hello, Tom.
Hello, all of you gentlemen.
Thank you, and we'll introduce them in a minute here. I'm sitting in for Bill, who's enjoying the week off, trekking up to Canada with his wife, Anne, and posting some great photos on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. You got to love the guy. On Thursday, he posted this comment. It said, didn't watch the final debate as I try to decompress from politics for a while. Did I miss much? And his followers certainly weighed in and let him know what he missed or didn't. You have to go see what they wrote. That's kind of the bane of journalism. You, even on vacation, really can't get away from it. And those of us with ink in our blood really don't want to get away from it. Today is Friday, October 21st, 2016. We're headed into a beautiful weekend as the days and nights get just a little bit cooler. Bill is here live each weekday from noon to 1 on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. You can get podcasts of all the Buckmaster shows at buckmastershow.com. Bill partners with several local media outlets, including TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, the Green Valley News, the Sowetita Sun, and of course, they all have links to the Buckmaster Show on their homepages. I want to give everybody a little heads up about our bumper music today. Tom's going to be playing some of the music made famous by Phil Chess. He was the co-founder of Chess Records in 1950 that helped launch the careers of such notables as Muddy Waters, Etta James, and other folks from blues, R&B, and rock. And Mr. Chess died this week in Tucson at the age of 95. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Steve Christie. He is the Republican candidate for county supervisor from District 4. I've invited Dylan Smith to join us. He is the editor and publisher of TucsonSentinel.com. And, of course, he's been following the election closely for months. And, Dylan, I want to thank you for your suggestion on Phil Chess. He was quite a pioneer.
Absolutely. It's really the music we listen to today would not be the same if not for Phil Chess and his brother Leonard founding that record company and bringing the world so many great artists. Really, the very first songs that we recognize as rock and roll songs were on that record label, and some of the amazing blues songs. Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Etta James.
Yeah, and
it's incredible.
And he had lived in Tucson actually for quite a while.
Yeah.
So little Tucson history there, and he was part of it. If you want to weigh in, you are welcome to call the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040. That's 790-2040. Steve Christie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. You have faced two GOP candidates in the primary. You got through that, and now you are facing Josh Riley, the Green Party candidate, in the November 8th general election. I interviewed Mr. Riley on this show Monday, and our listeners can go to buckmastershow.com and listen to it there. Whoever wins will take over for Ray Carroll, who's been in office for about 20 years. And Steve, District 4 is just simply just this monstrous district, but you've been getting around quite a bit, and people I talk to say that you're a good listener, which is a great quality. As you've made it around the district, any surprises about the people or some of the issues out there that they're facing in District 4?
No surprises. Of course, we have the standard ones that pop up right away and immediately, and that's roads and property taxes and services provided by the county for Green Valley, those types of issues. But the one thing that really it popped up to me that made the most impression was the depth and width of the caring in that community. People pay attention down there. They're very active in many facets at many different levels of the community. It was very impressive, their knowledge and their commitment, everything from cell towers to turnabouts and buffle grass and things of this nature.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really a committed community really wants to improve itself, to make it an attractive place for more people to come. And I will be, if everything goes well on November 8th, I will be extremely proud to be part of that community and to represent them.
Well, you're learning what I've learned over the last 8 years, and that is Green Valley is very involved, very engaged. They expect a lot out of their leaders, but they're also grateful when the county comes through. And again, it's the county is the first layer of government for them down there, and they're pretty involved. They know what they're talking about. You know, most of our focus tends to be in the media, tends to be on the Board of Supervisor meetings, but a lot more happens in that office, and supervisors are involved in a lot of constituent services, just like a member of Congress would be, and there's a small staff to help take that on. But it's got to be a daunting task. You know, you've got these people on the phone, and here's what they expect. A lot of the work of the office actually goes on outside of the spotlight of the media. What is your plan for helping address some of those issues, small and large, as they come in? I mean, what kind of staffing would you have if you win, and what is your plan going forward just to kind of to keep addressing these issues and to make sure that there's no break in services?
Well, I want to respond to that on two different levels. First of all, just to reiterate my background briefly. I ran and operated and managed an automobile dealership for 40 years, and I recognize the value of good customer service. It's the backbone of the dealership. Sales may be the lifeblood, but customer service is the backbone. And I started some 40 years ago as a lot boy in the service department, and I worked my way up through the service department to eventually ownership. And I placed a great deal of value on customer service because it not only takes care of your customers, but it brings them back purposely and hopefully for repeat sales and word of mouth. So I was fortunate enough to win a number of customer service awards through our factory, and always placed a huge value on customer service. So I will take that experience and that knowledge and that expertise of customer service and satisfaction and bring it to constituent services. It's a very, I think, a very similar and easy segue to take care of what I will call my customers in Green Valley. Second of all, Ray Carroll has been known, and I've seen it in action, to be very constituent service oriented. Even his detractors, begrudgingly maybe, will be the first to admit that when it came to constituent services, you may not get what you want, but you do get Ray Carroll's attention and his staff's attention. And I was at a function with him. Matter of fact, we were in front of the library campaigning, and a gentleman came up and started complaining about some intersection down the way, and Ray said, "Well, let's hop in your car and take me down and show it to me." And I heard this on numerous occasions that someone would call up and say, "Well, I've got a problem over here and here," and Ray would say, "Well, meet me there in 10 minutes," and that type of thing. I probably shouldn't be citing those examples because people will now expect me to do that.
But you're right.
I'm certainly willing to do that as well. So he set a pretty high bar of constituent service, and I want to not only meet that bar but exceed it, and I believe I have the experience and the sensitivity to do that.
Well, I'll tell you, Ray also, though, is candid and direct, and if they can't do something, he's going to tell you that also. And you never got a sense that he was brushing you off, but definitely that he's just going to kind of be square with you. And so, that meeting, you know, meet me at that intersection type stuff goes on all the time with him. And
yeah.
That is a hallmark of him, and he was very attentive to Green Valley, which we always appreciated. Until recently, though, Ray had someone in Green Valley to check in on community meetings, and they basically Green Valley was kind of their turf. It was a staff member and keep tabs on what's happening down there. As he prepares to transition, though, he's taken that person out. Not that they've abandoned Green Valley, most certainly, but to let the next person kind of call the shots on what's going to happen down there. What would your plan be for Green Valley as far as keeping tabs on what goes down there? You can't be everywhere. As we pointed out, it's a huge district.
Well, I am committed to finding and recruiting a full-time person that will have an office in Green Valley representing my office at District 4 on the Supervisory Board. I thought that was a terrific idea that Ray implemented, to have eyes, ears, and action down there from someone who was part of the community, that went to all the meetings, who listened to all the people and the complaint, and could on the district there, and he could hear things firsthand from a trusted representative. And I have every intention of filling that position of a representative in Green Valley. It has I think great implications, and I think it makes perfect sense. And we're looking at a number of people, and certainly it's something that we want to pursue and pursue it to the point where we fill that position quickly, because it is important to get a quick, valid response to people's issues down there, and that requires, I believe, somebody who's part of the community who's going to be down there full time.
Great. And this is Dylan Smith, TucsonSentinel.com.
So not just this election cycle, but for the last several go-arounds, we've heard a pretty steady drumbeat from Republican candidates that we need to fire Chuck Huckleberry as the Pima County Administrator. And a lot of candidates have focused more attention on driving home that point than talking about their political opponents, the person that they're actually running against. Mm-hmm. The GOP keeps trying to run against Huckleberry, who is an employee of the board. What is your stance on that? We haven't heard that quite so much from you. Do you want to fire Chuck Huckleberry? Do you want to keep him on? Are you keeping an open mind on that right now?
I have stated from the beginning, and I've stated it in numerous forums and debates and town halls and any other kind of gathering in people's backyards and businesses and meetings when I'm asked that question. And surprisingly, it doesn't come up all that much, but it certainly does come up. And I've made it very clear, and I reiterate it today, that when Mr. Huckleberry's contract comes up for renewal, I will not vote for it. I will vote against renewing his contract.
And can you sort of run down quickly your reasons for that?
Yeah. I think first and foremost, 20 years in that position is a very long time. And I think in many instances, Mr. Huckleberry unfortunately has become a lightning rod and a distraction for issues that matter to the district and to the county, and that there could be some change that would be much more positive if we got a new set of eyes, a new fresh face, and basically let go of the past and look to the future. And I think that can be accomplished by getting someone new.
Okay, we're going to take this opportunity to take a break. We are with Steve Christie, candidate for Pima County Supervisor, and Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com. I'm Dan Shearston, sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. We will be right back.
Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. This fall is truck and SUV season. We've got 0% for 72 months on all F-Series trucks, or up to $6,250 cash back on top of our already discounted prices. And take our last 2016 loaded Escape Titanium. You can take a whopping $5,000 off MSRP. But the great deals don't end with the Ford Escape and F-Series pickups. You'll also find until the end of the month, the fast-moving Ford Explorer has $2,500 cash back. Couple these cashback offers or 0% financing for 72 months with Oracle Ford's already discounted prices, and you can't beat our out-the-door price. So call or take the short drive to Oracle Ford today and take advantage of our fall SUV and truck sale. At Oracle Ford, we have no dealer ads and no city sales tax. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love?
Thank you, Tom Fairbanks. It's a little more of Phil Chess's music and that Bo Diddley. Very good. Nice guess on my part. Also, I read it from the screen. I'm just not that into it. But Dylan probably could talk about Bo Diddley all day long.
Well, think about all the different incarnations of that song that you've heard in your life.
Yeah.
And you know that I don't know if that was the first time he recorded it, but that was very early on. And how much that has morphed, but how that essence there is still there. I think that's an amazing song myself.
Well, very good. You are listening to the Buckmaster Show. I'm Dan Shear, sitting in for Bill, and our guest this first half hour is Steve Christie. We're also joined by Dylan Smith. That was just him. And Steve is the Republican candidate for the Board of Supervisors. And we have got a couple of callers on the line. We're going to go right to Matthew. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually on Kolb and Speedway. I was hoping he could give me a ride home. just kidding.
He's not that service oriented. Sorry. And I think that's out of the district.
I gotta tell you, I'm always amazed with, you know, how Ray picks up his phone, his cell phone. I call his office a lot, and accidentally I'll occasionally hit the cell phone, and he picks up, and it just amazes me. The service you Ray Carroll has provided the district. Mr. Christie, this is an opportunity, if when you get on the board, also with regards to how do you envision our relationship with the governor's office, with the state legislature, whichever party is in the state legislature. You know, Pima County needs a voice that can reach beyond the county, somebody who can argue things sensibly and pragmatically. And I'm hoping you're that voice. And also, we need a voice outside of Arizona, too. And I hope you can bring all of that. And I'd love to hear your vision for that. Thank you.
Well,
if I can jump in and piggyback on that real quick, there's also been a very contentious relationship with the city of Tucson and the county.
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's something that I'm been dealing with, too, as far as my thought process of how we can improve matters in that area. And I had a lot of experience on the State Transportation Board and dealing with folks in Phoenix and statewide, for that matter. That's on the Phoenix level. And certainly, as you point out, there's been a great deal of, I guess you could say, animosity between the legislature and Pima County. And I don't really think it needs to be that way. And my plan would certainly be to reach out beyond Pima County to the legislature to at least establish ties and communication and to try to find some kind of common ground and turn the whole thing around. And that would be something I feel I would be really good at and I would embrace doing. I'd be excited about trying to make that connection. And I've made plans with my folks that we're going to try and work something out of that as soon as I take office. I think sooner better than later. And yes, I would be that voice. I feel I would be an effective voice. Being experienced in public policy with the State Transportation Board and the Regional Transportation Authority, plus being a salesman for 40 years, I think I've got those kinds of qualities that will contribute to better relations and better understanding and hopefully better results between our legislatures and Pima County. It doesn't have to be contentious, and I'm going to work very hard on trying to return that, and that's a great question. As far as the city, the same situation that I had on the state board applies with the jurisdictions in our region, particularly the city of Tucson. I served on the Pima Association of Governments and the Regional Transportation Authority. I had a great working relationship with the city of Tucson, their staff, and Mayor Rothschild. I don't come in with any axe to grind towards any jurisdiction. Matter of fact, I feel a connection with the jurisdictions because of the experience on those boards. And I'm going to be able to utilize that experience and those relationships that I developed. Everybody that I worked with on those boards is still there. And by all indications, they seem very optimistic and somewhat enthusiastic that I'm on the Board of Supervisors. And I feel I could be at least one person on the board that can certainly reach out to them and try to not only change the relationship, but create a new relationship of understanding and cooperation. I think I'm excited about that. I think I can really help there.
Okay, excellent. We are now going to go to Chuck. Chuck, you got a question for Steve Christie.
Yes, Mr. Christie, I'm sure you're well aware of our current supervisor being against the Rosemont Mine and its opening, which we know that if allowed to open would provide 400 good-paying jobs to people who really need those jobs and do not necessarily have to have a college education. My question to you is, what would your stance be if you're elected when it comes to Rosemont Mine? Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Chuck. First of all, there's been this misconception of how much influence that the board has on the federal permitting process, because there really is none. This is in the hands of the federal government. And my belief that has been from day one on this particular issue is that the permitting process, as arduous and as complicated as it is, with 17 different federal agencies involved in it, should be allowed to proceed and come to a conclusion. It's been analyzed, it's been remediated, it's been discussed, debated for better part of a decade now, and they've had findings and they've had lawsuits and they've had all kinds of contention. But I firmly believe that the process is in the hands of experts who know that if a mine should be allowed to operate or if it should not be allowed to operate. And I want that process to proceed to its final conclusion, and I want our district and our community and our county to respect whatever that decision may be. If the permitting folks determine that the mine should not be allowed to open, we must respect that. On the other hand, if the permitting folks determine that it can and should be allowed to open, we must respect that as well and find ways to accommodate the HUD Bay folks as a neighbor in our community. I'm sensitive to our environment. I'm sensitive to those folks who have issues with opening the mine, but I believe that the whole process should be allowed to come to a conclusion, and I also firmly believe that the county should stop suing and spending taxpayer money on trying to insert itself in the permitting process at the expense of taxpayer money and time and effort by county staff. So let's let the process evolve and proceed and conclude, and then take a good hard look at what that is and what and how we're going to react one way or the other.
Steve, I've talked to some people who've been frustrated that you have not come out in favor or opposed to the mine, and I agree. We all respect the process. We all want the process to be seen through, and we all pretty much have no choice but to accept the results of it. How do you personally feel about the Rosemont mine, though?
Well, my personal feeling is I believe that the Rosemont mine should be allowed to operate. I think Pima County desperately needs jobs. I think that mining has come a long way as far as environmental sensitivity. I've been to the mine. I've tried to keep abreast of all the issues, but I do believe that it's going to take the entire community to come together to try to come to some kind of an agreement of how we're going to react to the mine if it in fact does come to open. You know, that there's so many factors on economic and otherwise about this mine and HUD Bay's situation with their capital and cash flow and things. And quite frankly, that mine may never open. Who knows? But assuming that it does, I would be someone that would try to bring the community together to work to some resolution where we can all have confidence and satisfaction that it would be a good issue that we come together to work when whatever the decision is by the permitting.
We've run a little bit over time, but I do want to get in one last question, so I think it's important. I think you'd agree. An advisory task force recently recommended that Pima County consider adding a half-cent sales tax to raise about $1 billion over the next 10 years to fix our roads. This is separate from the existing half-cent sales tax the RTA currently has in place for transportation projects. You were in Green Valley yesterday, and really this is a fairly complicated process that we're undergoing.
It is. There's two or three different steps to it. You can work to re-up the RTA law and the RTA plan by extending it. And you can also do that through, well, it has to be done through a public vote. And you can insert during that public vote whether or not you want to include maintenance in that without raising the current half-cent sales tax. Where it gets complicated is if you want to raise the 5-cent sales tax to maybe a whole cent or something of this nature, then it's got to go through the legislature.
Right.
And we all know at this particular time and the condition of taxation and the way I think people, and justifiably so, are reacting to it, that taxing at this point is going to be tough. And we have a legislature that is committed to not raising taxes, and I think that's going to be our biggest hurdle if that's, in fact, the way the community wants to go. But we need community collaboration and input and decide if that's, in fact, how we want to proceed. But it's full of moving parts. There's many different aspects to it, and I've been very careful not to come out with a plan that makes it seem very simplistic and very easy to do, because it is not an easy process. It takes a lot of people to get together and come to a consensus on it, and that's what we really need, because if there isn't consensus with the community, it'll never pass the legislature.
All right. Okay, I want to thank Steve Christie, Republican candidate for Pima County Supervisor, District 4. Best to you on November 8th, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com is going to stick around for our Friday roundtable. We
you
hope
bet.
You will, too. We will be right back.
Are you haunted by skeletons in your closets and files? Come to Armory Park Center on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and learn the tricks of recycling and reuse. Bring your old clothing, shoes, and textiles. Shop for fun and frugal costumes and have your face painted to match. Mr. Nature's music will help create musical instruments. Crafts, raffle prizes, refreshments, games, and a costume parade. Recycling is a treat when you know where to throw. Learn more at 791-5000.
UA Arizona Repertory Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down on their luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsored Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu. Who wins?
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
At last. That's Etta James, and believe it or not, that one's on my iPod.
You like that one?
I love
that
one.
See, you are a Chess Records
fan. I love
that
one. Yeah, I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
We are back with the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our Friday roundtable where we kick around the week's top stories. Joining me is Dylan Smith, TucsonSentinel.com, staying over from the previous half hour. And we've been sitting here jawboning about the election and local races, national races. Dylan, any surprises, anything that just kind of, as we near November 8th, just kind of sticks out at you as just kind of an anomaly, other than the obvious Donald Trump this time around?
Let's tiptoe around that elephant, get down to some other things. It certainly is a big surprise, I think, to just about everybody that Hillary Clinton is making a go of it here in Arizona, closing the gap in Texas, of all places, where she's just a few points behind and has been picking up steam. You know, to see states that have been reliably Republican, at least, trending blue, at least at the presidential level, is very surprising. It's also interesting that some of that does not seem to be trickling down the ballot. We have what is long been considered a very evenly divided district here in southern Arizona that the Democrats are really not pushing very hard at. They're not putting in money in the way that they have for the last several election cycles in CD2 with Matt Hines challenging freshman Republican Martha McSally. So both of those things are surprising, especially when you put them together.
You know, we had John Munger on the show Monday, and top-level Republican here in the state, and he, we were talking about that trickle down, and I said, look, you know, McCain is pretty far ahead in the poll against Ann Kirkpatrick.
And then, doing everything he can to, dog paddle away from Trump quickly as he can over the last few weeks.
Yeah, finally. And then we have McSally, who is doing very well against Matt Hines, probably.
Who will not say anything about Trump.
Yeah. So, well, she has said that, in fact, even on Bill's show here, that she has never endorsed. She's not going to start now. And I think she knows that this, if she's going to start, this is probably not the year to do it. But those two Republicans, you know, any trickle down probably is not going to affect them, according to John Munger. And I said, well, who out there among the Republicans running for office right now should worry about the trickle down? He said, really, nobody. So I'm wondering if all of this really was for naught. We've been
Look at what's going on with Arpaio up in Maricopa County,
sure,
who is in the last several polls really getting smacked around. And a lot of that is due, to his many years of rhetoric, but also his very close association with Trump, and it's not serving him very well at all.
No, not at all. And you're right, back to Hillary Clinton and Arizona. One of the other states is Utah, which really never has liked Donald Trump at all, but she's making a charge there, and actually a couple of third-party candidates are also.
The interesting thing there is that a independent candidate,
correct,
actually has a plausible shot of winning Utah.
Right.
Evan McMullen, the ostensibly independent candidate, he's a longtime Republican who jumped in so late that he's not on the ballot in all that many states. He managed to get himself on the ballot in Utah. Here in Arizona, he's a recognized write-in candidate. So if you write in his name on the ballot, his votes will actually get counted up. And just as many Mormons in Utah are not fond of Trump and are saying that they will vote for him, it'll be a little bit interesting to see how that might play out in Arizona, especially in the East Valley.
And it doesn't hurt him, of course, that he is Mormon up in Utah.
Right.
So that's also something. So, yeah, people are deciding if we don't like any of the major party candidates, which this time around, most of us don't, who are we going to look toward? And that was a discussion I had on Monday with Josh Riley, who is running against Steve Christie for the supervisor position. He is with the Green Party, and they are loving the fact that they're getting a little bit more attention this time around. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of them, but anytime they have the opportunity to put their message out, this has been a good year for it. Third party candidates are it's a good year for them to get the message out.
We'll have to see if the Greens, the Libertarians, anybody else who's itching to start a political party out there will take advantage of any of that little bit of momentum that they've gotten this year, and you know, really try and build up their parties. That's really the biggest problem for third parties is their lack of an infrastructure. You know, they don't have you know, party regulars who will be out there working. They don't have the sort of recognition of what philosophy they are representing because they have enough people elected at lower level offices.
Yeah, and the other problem, of course, is that if somebody were to, let's use the Green Party as an example, go to that party this time out of frustration, they're really not being drawn by the principles of the Green Party. They're being driven away by two personalities within the Democrat and Republican Party and probably just being frustrated with major party politics overall.
And third parties have a real lack of capacity to keep people involved in a way that you need to, you know, be an effective force when it comes to election time.
Exactly. And back to, again, Hillary Clinton and Arizona, and they certainly could take this state. It's been an interesting battle. Michelle Obama was in Phoenix yesterday. Bernie Sanders is in Tucson. Chelsea Clinton was at Arizona State University on Wednesday. So they're making a big push here, dumping a lot of money
A lot of money. Yeah. It'll be very interesting. You know, the last time Arizona went blue at the presidential level, it was for a Clinton.
Yeah, and the TV stations are certainly happy because they're getting a lot of these ads that are going on there, and so media are certainly not unhappy that we're now in play.
Yeah, especially the TV folks, and you know, a ton of money goes there. I don't know how many people are really at this point. Doesn't that make you change your channel if one of those things comes on?
I don't watch much TV, so I'm not taking it in as much as other people. But I certainly get the sentiment. So one thing briefly that Hillary Clinton is touting, particularly on college campuses, and Chelsea Clinton was talking about this, is her new college compact. And I was studying up a little bit on this last night, and it's free tuition at in-state public universities for low and middle income students, free community college, $25 billion, that's with a B, for black colleges and colleges that serve Hispanic students. Who does she think she is? Bernie Sanders? You know, what is going on
with
her?
Well, you know, that goes to show you how a concerted effort to change the conversation can make an impact in policy. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, looking beyond Sanders, looking at the Greens and Libertarians, you know, making a cogent case that something is important can actually shift people's attention. And a couple other real quick things that have been interesting are the two ballot propositions that we're looking at in Arizona, and especially legalizing recreational marijuana seems to be a very close call. We see a lot of different polls bouncing around and being touted with it either you know, passing narrowly or failing narrowly. I think that'll depend on how many people make it that far down the ballot to get to that question.
and that's Prop 205, we should point out. And and again, you want to talk about close votes, go back to the medical marijuana vote here in this state. Extraordinarily close.
And then we have the long-term somewhat gradual raise in the minimum wage, a mandate for that in Arizona, and that is being at least polled, I don't know about voted, but polled very, very heavily in its favor.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of economists and small business owners who are very nervous about that because they don't know that in the end it will play out well for everybody. It's been a very interesting argument on both sides. We did a story recently talking to small business owners and people who are paid minimum wage, and you can only guess how they felt about this, but the business owners are talking a doomsday scenario, you know, laying off people, cutting hours, prices will rise, you know, the old $10 hamburger thing.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens. But again, that would raise it to $10 next year and then $12 by 2020, as I recall.
Yeah, it's not the immediate hit for small business owners that we hear a lot of the rhetoric about. It's a fairly gradual raise.
Okay, and we'll see what happens here. I want to get to a story that is on TucsonSentinel.com by Betty Beard about Oro Valley. I was very surprised by a statistic in that, and she was covering the state of the city message by mayor.
State of the town.
State of the town, sorry. By the way, the difference between a town and the city is nothing.
Cities have some extra legal protections from interference by the legislature. That's why we see all the lawsuits between the city of Tucson and the state legislature.
Okay, well, this was the state of the town message.
Yes.
By Mayor Satish Hiremath, and he had, an interesting stat in there. He said that 85% of the residents in 2005 were retirees. Today, 75% of are non-retirees. That surprise you?
It's a very big change and a very quick change.
Yes.
You know, for that sort of demographic shift. And, you know, for those of us who live in the city of Tucson, we still have that kind of picture in our heads about what Oro Valley is like. And, you know, if you drive up there and spend some time there, it's completely not like that. I think the last time we were on air together, I made a joke like that about Green Valley as well.
Yeah, don't do that. We don't want to do that. Okay, we are at the end of our time. I want to thank Dylan Smith for joining me. We have Weekend Watch coming up with Matt Russell. He's always got some great ideas on how to while away the weekend. Thank you again, Dylan.
Absolutely.
We will be right back.
Ross with Oracle Ford. This fall is truck and SUV season. We've got 0% for 72 months on all F-Series trucks, or up to $6,250 cash back on top of our already discounted prices. And take our last 2016 loaded Escape Titanium. You can take a whopping $5,000 off MSRP. But the great deals don't end with the Ford Escape and F-Series pickups. You'll also find until the end of the month, the fast-moving Ford Explorer has $2,500 cash back. Couple these cashback offers or 0% financing for 72 months with Oracle Ford's already discounted prices, and you can't beat our out-the-door price. So call or take the short drive to Oracle Ford today and take advantage of our fall SUV and truck sale. At Oracle Ford, we have no dealer ads and no city sales tax. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
Fiery chili, decadent chocolate, enduring traditions at Tohono O'odham's annual Chilies and Chocolate Festival. Enjoy culinary demonstrations, Day of the Dead face painting, live music and local art Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Throughout the gardens, vendors feature Day of the Dead inspired crafts, chili roasting, chocolate and culinary tastings, and more. Tickets are $15 for general public and $5 for members. For more information, visit tohonochul.org.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
It's now time for Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business and award-winning publicist. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. There's so much to do in Silver City and Grant County, like exploring historic downtown Silver City or visiting the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do, great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Matt, welcome.
Hey, Dan, always great to talk to you. Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Is it time for happy hour yet?
You know, you're absolutely right. What a coincidence. You know, listen, few would question that we live in one of the margarita capitals of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not kick off your weekend today with the libation that just took judge's choice at the World Margarita Championship right here in Tucson? It's at Pastiche over there on North Campbell. And the margarita that got the judge's nod features tequila, mezcal, agave nectar, lime juice, and a tea brewed from mesquite pods.
Good grief.
Tucson, right? Award-winning margaritas certainly get my pick for happy hour today at Pastiche.
World Margarita Championship. Should we be surprised that that's held in Tucson?
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Yeah, and hey, it's October, and hey, I'm German. What do we do?
Yeah, you got to head down to 4th Avenue tomorrow for 4thtoberfest. 9 4th Avenue venues are going to be hosting several local brewers, pouring samples of their seasonal suds like a Doppelbach and a Dunkelweiss. Live bands are also going to be performing throughout the day at each venue, and bratwursts. Your $15 wristband, Dan, is going to get you a commemorative glass, access to each of these parties, 8 samples of craft brews for only a nickel each, and discounts on those brats. It's tomorrow from 1 to 7, so you should grab your tickets now at forthtoberfest.com.
Oh, great. Okay, now, what about brunch?
Yeah, you know what? We're always looking out for great brunches in town, Dan. And the guys over at the Parish on North Oracle Road, they just rolled out a weekend brunch that caught my eye. Fans of this Southern Fusion gastropub are going to love the smoked pork Benedict. Or check this out. Fried eggs with hash, pimento cheese sauce, and chorizo Spam. Chorizo Spam, Dan!
Who knew? Who knew?
Up with one of their classic Southern cocktails. And I say you got a brunch that would make the Bayou proud. It's tomorrow and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Parish.
Excellent, Matt. Great tips for the weekend. You have yourself a great couple of days off, man.
Cheers, Dan. Thanks, brother.
Okay, great. I want to remind our listeners at 11 a.m. Sunday, Liberty Watch on this station. They're going to have a 90-minute interview with Bill Forshen. He is the author of One Second After. You are not going to want to miss that. The Buckmaster Show is produced by Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. On behalf of our team here at KVOI, including producer engineers Tom Fairbanks, Ray Allen, Ed Alexander, and production supervisor Jerry Cross, station owners Doug and Mary Martin, and Buckmaster Show executive assistant Rosemary Brandt, I am Dan Shear, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend. Thank you much.
Go Cubs.